Let me get this straight. You feel guilty for the happiness that you possess, and assume the rest of the world is massively depressed. So you give in, forfeit your freedom, all because that fear that something tragic may soon happen to you. If it did when you were happy, you'd be that much more shattered. You wouldn't be able to frame it as an accident. You would blame it on the traffic and the static, the bad habits, all the attachments, the latch and the trap, us in action potential. It's half of the battle, like crash detected. Cup full of passion, half empty, I'm sad, but yes, yes, that's what makes me happy. Unless I'm trying the best that I can, but it's a distraction, like I'm not ready to make the next step. I'm sweating again, I'm never man enough to accept what I can or cannot change, probably because it's difficult to make sense of what cannot be explained. I envy the enemy's pain, and if I ever had the chance to take a stab and enter the center of his brain and make a couple loose connections, I know I wouldn't lose sleep or empathy's frame. When I close my eyes, I do not do so to fall asleep, pseudo only to face the lonely faces that I hate to make believe. You know it makes me think of how every single twitch in time that I permitted through the eyes imprinted in the middle of my timid mind has had an influence on the way I feel, or even worse or better yet, the way I see it holds me still accountable. Always in a hurry to make wonderful use out of wasting time, fall in love and howl at the moon. I'm afraid I cannot tell you what it is that you want to hear. I can only tell you what I'd want to hear if I were you. It's funny how in the month of June I wouldn't think of waking up at noon. I'm a bumblebee, honey's what I must consume. And when it's sunny and the memories of spring are still lingering, the sting of last winter shivers sing their way away, forgetting me, and all the simple things are good enough to entertain my obsession with what I've neglected. Was poked and pins, adapted, adopted, held, felt abandoned, told it, continued to tell it it's heaven. Why melted perspective together now? The weather is a reflection, reflection tinted that is never as good as I want it to be. Since the ending and finished beginning, it's better, get better, it's better, it's better. Yes, because I don't, then I switch the levels of gray matter. And with that assumption, then the gift is nothing, and potential is the quest, and devil is so special enough to keep me connected to dead ends and resurrected perfection. The day I was born, behave like a storm, strayed from the norm, stagger. Stale anger eats its way through the form of me that never set sail, and let the anchor hit rock bottom, slip another slit wrist. The myth of option is what I miss when I forget the smell of autumn. The spell is caught in between what I have labeled as a secret tangle. The web that has no weaver, angel, lonely, frequent, feeble, holy, infant, conducting miracles through wires, transparent, exposed to diabolical sequences that keep the geniuses in all of us locked away in hollow judgment day that we gave to God, the day that he showed us all his flaws and opened up the door of opportunity. That I open up my boots and kick endlessly, intentions go, 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 bye-bye in the sky, as far as you can see, pretending me. Essentially, the best method of communication is staying this a memory, and it's hard to come by, as hard as it seems. The star is just a small part of me. Destiny, the art of letting go outside, influence, manipulate, and modify, is partially the numb result of strep throat, screaming lullaby. I felt the sky the second I believed in first impressions. What I have to offer is enough to lug the ugly parts of me that yell out loud for doctor. I'm not the seed, I'm only awkward. Side, but I cannot perceive, doctor. I'm the layer that makes me want to say another prayer when I thank the thief inside of me. The family tree has been diseased since Adam and Eve created the sick fantasy inside of a society. I see what all the fingers tied together, why the weather has to be the target that I place the blame on, makes me think what I pointed at for most my life's been pointing back at me. What I pointed at for most my life's been pointed back at me. Me. Now the search for worth and what I trick myself into thinking I find is nothing but to further my belief in worthlessness. Compromise, at least a little eyes have found a place to sleep at night without bothering me and following me around. The dream I call alright, the reach is only mine, and what I teach still borrows lines from wise men who never dreamed that we could live this hollow life inside the clouds. Now I'm all aroused and I'm all in disguise. Everything you know is fake, torn and little thorn. Go smell the roses, bathe yourself, wait in every deep escape. Save the moment, ache, don't make what you know you shouldn't. Control is lonely when I leave it on me, cause I shouldn't. Phony, hold me bones and cushion, solely holy throne position. Make the simple own confusion, bliss is mainly no position. The big picture that I miss has blinked before my eyes, paralyzed, scared to speak, scared of heights, prepared to die. But paradise awaits it, so it sits patiently in vacant corners of the most apparent basic form of life to taste. What chases what we have adapted to? Ask me what I'm asking you, and maybe both you and I can see through the suicide and laugh at truth, and then I'm half of you. And when I take a bath, I remove my mask, scrape the past that's bruised, and no way do I create a splash to save the sad in you. Now I'm made of glass, only window seat. see into it. I wish you could see the beauty meets the ego at the center of what's you and me. So now, who are we to stick to our opinions and what's thick as mud? This disgusting method loves to sting the little picnic bugs. We pack materials necessary for survival. Now the simple regret that we carry will marry the tribal part of me that bury blood. Streaming arteries, I carry love across the deepest cut and nearly swallow peace. You follow me, I'm more than happy that you did. Yeah, I'm happy as a kid, I'm happy that you're happy and that we're both laughing in this wind again. My past attraction to the habits I've committed to, rinsing you of your sin and convincing the tissue within you to rid you of the path I choose. In each blank dimension that we blindlessly swim through reminds me of disappearing acts that I have ran into back when I was sick, too loose, too quick to pin, plucked, stuck to impulse, glued to the window, eyes closed at last with my chin tucked. No conductor, no remorse, empty head, friends then divorce. For now the end is coming near, but I'm undergoing so much pressure that trying to overcome the weather is spent with that fear. I call for mirrors once in a while when I'm all numb in denial and dumb as a child, sucking my thumb in the aisle of a church pew, feeling worthless and on a state surface. After curfew, the inertia of a snail, I search for hail, solidify through sunbeams that magnify the prison that affirms like I'm swell enough to pull the water up and service the well. Each person that I serve is like a servant in hell, given the opportunity to feel alert and in tune with the potential that they possess. But yes, certain that they will learn how to fail, concerned with who acts best. And flesh is nothing but will make us die now. Well, how should we try to solve this little problem that we have? How?